Time right now for our Caregiver Corner program on KGLO, and we have Lark Trigstad in studio with us. Hey, Lark.
Good morning.
You came in with a weather report that said slow down, everybody.
That's right, especially in those corners. Yeah. It's slippery out there.
Yeah, you know, take it easy. Just take it easy. And today's topic, caregiver's thermostat. And you got the melting snowman on the top. I like that. We could use maybe some of that.
Yeah.
But caregivers to older adults may find themselves constantly turning up the thermostat in response to the often heard complaint, I'm cold.
Baby boomers might be experiencing a harsh reality when they are aging, just like their parents have, and wonder why they want to keep their socks on at night when they go to sleep. One of my daughters, or my daughter, over a holiday closed off the bedroom register and put a fan directly on her to try to adjust the temperature of our home. And ironically, the first thing I say inadvertently when dropping into my mom's condo is, Mom, it's really warm in here.
Yeah, so what's up with this thermostat issue anyway, Lark?
Well, according to the literature, as our bodies age, they grow increasingly susceptible to cold because of the natural decrease in the metabolic rate. And this means that senior bodies may be unable to generate enough heat to maintain, quote-unquote, normal body temperatures of 98.6. Factor in the combination of slowing circulation and thinner skin, which is less able to conserve heat, and it's no surprise that while a heated room may feel hot to you, it may feel downright chilly to your aging loved one.
Well, increased vulnerability to cold is a natural part of aging. It can also signify the need for medical attention. Caregivers should be aware of the importance of looking out for any changes in how their aging loved ones react to temperature.
Oh, that's really important because physical factors such as hypothyroidism, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, all of these can impact body temperature. And other conditions and medications used to treat them can lead to reduced blood flow, increased heat loss, and the inability to regulate body temperature. Therefore, ruling out any underlying physical cause is essential.
One person's temperature comfort zone is different than another. And when it comes to our older adults, most like it nice and warm.
Oh, yes. And babies and older adults generally lose heat more easily through their skin because there is less fat and muscle to insulate them. So if a senior is very thin, they will experience cold much more than seniors with a little more meat on their bones, so to say.
Uh-huh. Baby, it's cold outside.
It is.
When the temperature drops, older adults run a higher risk of health problems and injuries related to weather, including hypothermia, frostbite, and then falls in the ice and snow on the sidewalks and driveways and so forth. Yeah. Like most things in life, it's time to be prepared.
It is, and I think we've talked about before, we do have video on NorthIowaSageLink.com that shows how to get up or assist someone up from a fall, and that might be very helpful. But most importantly, so to avoid the thermostat wars, we have a better understanding of why older folks may like it warm. Not all, but many. And a nursing tip from me is basic. If all else fails, give your older relative or friend a warm hug.
Yeah, a nice warm hug. And,
makes you feel good all over.
Yeah, and a little blanket while they sit little in blankie. The chair watching TV.
I have several little blankies.
Lark, good to see you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Lark Trick's there with us, and that's our Caregiver Corner program this week on AM 1300 KGLO.